College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tanganyika Wildlife has plans to expand. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Goddard's Tanganyika Wildlife Park says it will start construction this month on a $1.5 million expansion that builds two new pools for swim experiences. One is for penguins, and the second will be a rare Swim with the Otters exhibit. The project will also build three touch tanks for various types of fish. Construction begins as Tanganyika is in its first full year of an all-inclusive pricing model that is meant to draw the regional tourist wanting a resort experience. Leaders of the 20-year-old park expect park attendance to drop by about half this year because of the pricing change, but they're expecting the more expensive model to be able to draw tourists once school is out and families are on the go. A $25 million expansion project at WSU Tech's National Center for Aviation Training is a go after the Wichita City Council approved a lease of 9.6 acres on the northwest edge of Jabara Airport. WSU Tech on Webb Road will expand to the south by building an airplane hangar and educational building that will include space for classrooms, learning labs, and a drone complex. NCAT turns 15 years old this year, and construction is expected to begin in August with a January 27 completion date. And a new barbershop in Old Town plans to open in July and cater to men wanting more than a haircut. The Barbershop Old Town at 121 North Mead, and a new neighbor to the Business Journal, wants to elevate grooming for men and will encourage the barbers they hire to market themselves heavily on social media in pursuit of bringing more traffic into the shop. The shop will be almost 3,000 square feet and include as many as 10 chairs when fully staffed. Local breaking business news every day on CanSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
I'm going to have to drop in on those guys, see what he can do with my flowing locks. What do you think?
Oh, mine too. My haircut takes about 3 minutes.
Really? Mine takes about two. It's like I've just enlisted in the Marine Corps. Well, thank you.
That'll be $12, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you're talking about Tanganyika Wildlife Park, and my understanding is they swim with the penguins thing out there. It's just the neatest thing there is. People just love that.
And yes, and they're adding one of those. And then the Swim with the Otters exhibit is pretty rare. There's only a handful nationally that you can go to and actually get in the water with the otters. So trying to bring something different to the park.
In the water with the otter, I'll tell you, it's those animals, I have the impression they're kind of ornery. They could be kind of weird to swim with, huh?
They're kind of like Ted.
Yeah,
there you go.
They're bigger than you think they are. You think, oh, an otter. But then you see them in person. Like, those are sizable animals.
Huh. All right.
But they're cute.
I wonder when they're going to do the Swim with the Piranha exhibit.
It won't be open. Won't be open long.
There you go.
Yeah, you going to propose that to Matt Faust?
Mr. Faust? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They're looking for volunteers to test it out.
Test it out. There you go. National Quiche Lorraine Day, or it's Quiche, as we call it. Quiche Lorraine has its origins beginning in the rural Lorraine region of France, and while it's considered a French dish, it developed during a time when the Lorraine region was under German rule. This explains why the word quiche comes from the German word Kuchen, meaning cake.
Huh.
It's an egg cake, right? My wife has taught herself to make a very nice quiche, and every now and then we dine on it, and we think we're pretty darn hot. What do you think? You a big fan of Quiche Lorraine there, Kirk?
I am not. I all this time I thought Lorraine was an actual woman, but it's a region of France, huh?
No, it's a region. Yeah, it's a region of France.
Now we know.
Now we know the rest of the story. All right, thank you, sir, and Kirk. Editor Kirk Seminoff with the Wichita Business Journal.
Here we see a woman. That's why you never heard of Quiche Babs.
Quiche. Right. All right. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Stay with us. We've got the latest news on the storms across Kansas. and recovery underway in several Kansas towns of hard hit by the storms. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll be taking a look at late night with the Kansas City Royals last night. See if the Royals were able to get a win on the road. We'll have that highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. How about the Blur?
Yeah, got some good audio coming your way. Some interesting folks will show up in the Blur. Entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward.
All right, we've hit postseason baseball for the Shocks. It's Wichita State in action today at the American Conference Tournament, getting underway in Clearwater, Florida. First round action. It'll be the number 7 seed, Wichita State, taking on the number 2 seed, Charlotte. And winning streaks are on the line for both. Charlotte comes in 9 wins in a row. The Shockers on a season-high 5-game winning streak. So both teams are red-hot coming into this one. The Shockers in Charlotte. Mike Kennedy and Denning Gehrig will have the call of the game. Shocker baseball at 2:45 this afternoon. And that is live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Shockers, who did very well in the American Conference Tournament last season, trying to do it again this year. That's down in Clearwater, Florida. All right, let's take a look at Major League Baseball. Late last night, Kansas City Royals on the West Coast visiting the San Francisco Giants in a low-scoring game. The Royals got great pitching, as they have pretty much all season long, from Chris Bubich, who is from the San Francisco area, and he was right at home. Went 7 innings, only gave up 2 hits. But when he was done in the bottom of the 7th, it was still a 0-0 game. The Royals got him no support. Oh, boy. Let's see what happened in the top of the 8th inning late last night on KFH.
The 1-0 pitch. Pasquantino launches it deep to right field. Matos is out of the track. Looks up. It's out of here. Out of the second row bleachers up above the high right field fence. Vinny Pasquantino clears the bricks and scores the first 2 runs of the game with 1 swing. 2-0 Royals in the top of the 8th inning. Pasquantino's 8th home run of the season. He took a slider over the outside edge and hit it right on top of the right field fence. The 20-foot high wall in right center. 399-foot homer for Pasquantino.
Well, the 0-0 game, that sure helps. And the pitching held up as the Royals win it 3-1 at San Francisco last night. Hey, the Bubich with the win. Thanks to that home run there, Bubich is now 5-2 on the season for the Royals with a 1.47 earned run average. 7 more scoreless innings last night. Hey, how about that? The Royals with back-to-back wins. They are at San Francisco again tonight for a late game on the West Coast. 8:30 tonight. Listen to the Royals and the Giants live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Other major league action yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals win at home. They are red hot. Cardinals beat the top team in baseball. Who is the top team in the majors, Steve McIntosh?
I haven't a clue. I'm sorry.
They beat the Detroit Tigers.
I was going to say that.
The best team in the majors right now. But the Cardinals beat them bad, 11-4 in St. Louis last night. The Cardinals have won 13 of their last 15.
I understand they've gotten real hot since we had a new pope. Who was a Cardinal?
The St. Louis Cardinals playing very well as they keep winning, and they whacked Detroit last night. Let's take a look at JUCO softball, the 47th annual JUCO World Series underway in Yuma, Arizona. Second round game yesterday. 9th seed Butler shutting out 8th seed Paris, Texas, 3-0 behind the pitching of a freshman from Circle High School out of Benton. Ellie Randall throwing a 4-hit shutout, only allowing 4 singles against one of the nation's better offenses. She got the win. She's now 17-2 this season for Butler in her freshman year. Now Butler is into the national quarterfinals on a 6-game winning streak. The Grizzlies are 45-7 on the season. But that is sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Some tips for boaters as Safe Boating Week begins. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.